And so let us destroy him by his own tongue. Let us carefully note his every word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When we hear these words which are going on in the life of Jeremiah, it should remind us of our own time, shouldn't it? Because what's surrounding us each and every day? I don't even own a TV and I know this. Every person seemingly in the news media is looking at our president and those who are in charge, noting every single word to destroy them. Well, they're doing the same thing in the life of Jeremiah. Doing the same thing, looking not to listen to him to see what his words are saying, because Jeremiah is preaching repentance. Jeremiah is preaching come back to God. Jeremiah is saying don't have confidence that this state of ours here in Jerusalem is going to stand forever. God said unless we turn our hearts back to him, it's going to be destroyed. Well, it's the same that we see in our political structure. People are listening not to see what good can come out, but to see how can we destroy this one. We have friends who do that for us, right? People here in our own community, listening to our every word because we're Catholic, because we're different, because we profess a different thing. They're saying, oh, well, she says this, but she does that other thing. That's how we can destroy her, by using her own words against her. Or the same thing for any of us. That's human nature, to seek to destroy by the words, to twist them in such a way that we can gain mastery over one another. Brothers and sisters, it shouldn't be so among us. If we find that we ourselves are doing that, whether it's with our politicians or with those who we're interacting with on a daily basis, that means there's something in us that needs to change, because that is from the devil. What our first movement within our hearts, the first movement of every Christian, is how can I build up the other person who's around me? Not how can I twist their words in order to destroy them, but how can I see the good that's in them and lead that to the ultimate good, which is back to Jesus Christ. In Lent, that's what we're seeking to do. To be those who encourage good in others and seek to lead them to the greater good. And so if we're going to be people who are going to receive Jesus upon our tongues, we should ask him just as Isaiah did when he had the angel bring the coal upon his lips and said, Lord, here is my tongue, here's my lips, purify me by that coal so that I may speak your word. Let the Eucharist today, if you're going to receive him, be a burning coal upon our tongues, that he may purify our speech, not to destroy those who are around us by their tongues or by what our tongues do, but rather to let the words of life, which Jesus Christ is the word of life, proceed from us, so that those around us can actually be encouraged, built up, and not destroyed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.